This is VK6ARN. You're listening to News West. WA Amateur Radio News is a community organisation and has been serving up the news since 1931. Well, good morning or evening, and welcome to News West for Sunday, 14th of June, 2026. My name is Phil. My call sign is VK6DEV, and I'm your producer for this morning. I hope you've had a great week, and I hope you enjoy the news.
Here's a bit of history for you. This one comes from the Daily News in Perth, Wednesday, the 9th of June, 1937. And the headline is Netherlands Amateur Wins Radio Cup. And there's a photograph of Mr. W. Weston. Remarkable progress made in the space of 2 years is revealed in the figures behind the consistent performance of a young amateur wireless enthusiast, Mr. William Weston of Portland Street, Netherlands. His good work in shortwave transmission and reception has won for him the West Australian Cup, donated for the best all-round performance by a West Australian transmitter over a period of 12 months. During the period from June the 1st, 1936 to May the 31st, 1937, Mr. Weston exchanged greetings and messages with 924 different amateurs scattered all over the world. Located in 34 countries, he contacted 23 of these transmitters by radio phone and the rest by the use of Morse code. Included in his achievements are the carrying out of test experiments on 10 metres with all Australia and New Zealand on telephony and the holding of a schedule with America for 5 consecutive mornings, telephony communication with 23 different countries on 20 metres, including a regular schedule for 6 consecutive weekends with England and nightly contacts with America and Canada. The winning in this state of the Australian and New Zealand Morse code contest and the winning in Western Australia of the American Radio Relay League phone contest for the greatest number of contacts. His transmitter is built into a 6-foot rack and panel and was entirely designed and built by himself. It comprises a 5-valve radio frequency section, the power section of 4 valves and a 5-valve modulator, complete with monitor speaker and a crystal microphone. Mr. Weston contends that the big secret of his achievements in getting long-distance stations is the experimental work he has done on aerials. He now has a special aerial rigged which consists of 2 40-foot poles. Originally, he erected 3 70-foot masts in a triangular formation, but these were destroyed by the wind. This is the first time Mr. Weston has won the West Australian Cup. He has been engaged in commercial radio work for a number of years, but has only held an amateur licence for 2 years.
This is Peter, VK3YE, and you're listening to News West.
Are you an experienced park activator or hunter in the International Park Activation Program, Worldwide Flora and Fauna, WWFF? Or is this a facet of the hobby that you've always been keen to get involved in? Either way, put the following dates in your diary. Commencing on Friday the 30th of October and concluding on Sunday the 1st of November 2026, the VKFF team are hosting the 4th annual VKFF National Get-Together. This year, the get-together is being held in Albury, New South Wales. The event commences with a Friday evening dinner at Soden's Hotel. On Saturday, a day of presentations and displays will be held at the Commercial Club Albury. Displays include ICOM Australia, ComTech Radio and Amateur Radio Victoria. Several speakers will deliver presentations during the course of the day on various topics about WWFF and portable operation. This year, we're fortunate to hear from Dave, G4AKC, on pedestrian and bicycle mobile, and Sands, VK9 Whiskey X-Ray, on operating from Willis Island, VKFF0574. A raffle will be held on Saturday with some excellent prizes. On Saturday evening, a dinner function will be held, which includes a quiz, presentations, and a guest speaker, Chris, VK3QB, the team leader for Victor Japan 2 Lima, the Lord Howe Island D Expedition. On Sunday, a barbecue breakfast will be held, which will be followed by an antenna construction session. This year, under tuition, you will have the option of building a link dipole, an off-centre-fed dipole, or a tape measure Yagi. Sunday afternoon, we'll see a large number of amateurs heading out into the field to activate VKFF parks. Six experienced VKFF park activators have volunteered to take less experienced park activators out to some of the local VKFF parks to show them some of the tips in successfully activating a VKFF park. The event concludes with a Sunday evening dinner at the Albury Brew House. As has been the case in previous years, the VKFF team have negotiated with venues to keep the cost of attendance down. Please be aware that you must register to attend this event. Walk-ups to the event will not be accepted. You can attend whatever part of the VKFF get-together you choose, but you must register. More information on the 2026 VKFF National Get-Together can be found on the WWFF Australia website at wwffaustralia.com. Many thanks for listening. 73 Paul VK5 Papa Alpha Sierra, the VKFF National Coordinator.
In Western Australia and beyond, News West is available on air, online and on demand. Visit our website vk6.net to find out how. This is VK6 Amateur Radio News.
Hello everyone, this is Clive, VK6 Charlie Sierra Whiskey, the Radio Amateurs Old Timers Club of Australia. Just about everyone listening to this knows that the first Monday of each month, except for January, the Radio Amateurs Old Timers Club of Australia, the RAOTC, relays throughout Australia its monthly bulletin of club news plus a couple of short talks. What is the RAOTC? What are its aims? And can you become a member? The club was formed in 1974 by a group of amateurs in Melbourne and has spread from there throughout Australia. The club's objectives are to maintain the interest and original pioneer spirit of amateur radio, honour the history and heritage of our hobby, and encourage good fellowship amongst all radio operators. With around 500 members, this is probably the largest amateur radio club in Australia. Being entitled to call yourself a radio old-timer has nothing to do with your age. It all depends upon how long you've held or been qualified to hold your amateur radio license. Full membership of the RAOTC is available to any person who has held or been qualified to hold an amateur license for at least 25 years. Associate membership is available to anyone who has held or been qualified to hold an amateur license for at least 10 years. This now includes at least some foundation calls, and yes, we do indeed have some foundation licensee members already. Again, your age has nothing to do with it. The club is a loose-knit one, yet the glue which holds it all together is mainly the monthly bulletin, plus our twice-yearly 60-page, high-quality, profusely illustrated magazine, written entirely by members, and which covers a wide range of interests. Many consider it the best club magazine within VK. Members come from all walks of life, and while we may be radio old-timers, we certainly aren't dinosaurs. And, as our bulletins illustrate, we do try to keep up with the latest developments in radio and electronics. VK6 membership covers a wide area, but a small group living within the Perth metro region does meet each month on the second Tuesday of each month for a lunchtime gathering. In VK6, the monthly bulletins are transmitted via the News West linked repeaters, and our thanks to the West Australian Repeater Group for this facility. Plus, we also have HF relays on 160, 80 and 40 metres by Phil, VK6 Golf X-Ray, and Chris, VK6 Juliet India. If you'd like more information, please visit the club website at www.raotc.org.au or just Google RAOTC and you'll be taken straight to the club website. 73 from Clive, VK6, CSW.
Foundations of Amateur Radio. Recently, I discovered that the antenna that I had connected to my whisper, or weak signal propagation reporter beacon, was not a 40-meter antenna. Instead, it turns out to be a 15-meter antenna. The how and why of that mix-up isn't particularly helpful, so instead I set out to remedy the situation. Step one was simple. Go into the garage and pull out the antennas and check if I'd forgotten about an 80-meter antenna. As it happens, I'd forgotten about a 17 megacycles antenna. At the moment, I couldn't tell you if it was intended for maritime or amateur use, but it doesn't really matter since I'm not permitted to use those frequencies for transmit and I was on a mission. Oh, I also discovered that you can dislodge two shelves with stuff on them by moving an antenna. Fun. So, 7 megahertz or 40 meters it is. The antenna mount is clamped with G-clamps to the side of a steel-roofed framework that's bolted to the house. It's been there for about 8 years or so. From time to time, I change over the antenna, depending on my mood. Today, I wanted to move the mount and, after taking it down, decided that it could do with a little maintenance, least of which due to the fact that the feed point connector had detached itself. I also needed to remove the ground wire, which turns out to be a bit of a palaver, since my socket wrench adapter has gone walkabout and the 10mm socket that fits into the next size is too large. Eventually, I found an imperial socket with a matching wrench to undo the thing. Then I set about moving the mount to a new location, tucked inside a tree, so plenty of branches to poke me in the eye, or the belly, depending on which was handy at the time, and discovered that the steel beam was thicker, to the point that my G-clamps were 2mm too small. So I spent some quality time comparing hardware store offerings, finally found a bigger G-clamp for a reasonable price, but in the process discovered customer reviews and photos showing that the clamps fail if you hand-tighten them. Me being the if-you-can-move-it-it's-not-tight kind of person figured that this would not work. Found F-clamps at a different hardware store and went on my merry way to get one. The hardware store was undergoing maintenance, so hammer drills and stuff everywhere. More fun. After getting back home, I discovered that the new location was great in theory, but in practice it turns out to be less than spectacular, since the beam has a slight curve in it, making for a poor clamping surface and no place to put two clamps. Back to the original location. Using the new clamps, fighting for space, I realized I could reuse the old clamps, so swapped them over. Then I got to the point of connecting the feed point and discovered that my 40-meter antenna is missing the mounting thread and the awl thread inside the old antenna wouldn't budge. Neither would any of the threads in the other two antennas. So, at this point, 3 hours in, I came to the realization that this was going to be a 15-meter antenna or no antenna. So, 15 meters it is. There is one actual change. I discovered that the feed point connector is actually an SO239 socket, and the connector to it was a standard banana plug, which in turn was connected to a BNC connector with the shield connected to ground. I realized that I could use a BNC to PL259 adapter instead to connect the RG6 coax to my antenna. This means that the coax is now directly connected to the feed point rather than through a weird cobbled-together BNC-to-wire-split-thingamabob contraption. Looks very pretty. Measuring the result also shows some changes. On both 40 meters and 15 meters, the SWR is still the same. On 10 meters, it's a little worse, and on 2 meters, it's significantly better. All in all, I think that this is a perfect example of 17 steps backwards and 18 steps forward. I suppose it could be worse. I'll let you know how the beacon goes. Now, I should probably log this, something like QTH HF antenna mount maintenance. Nothing changed. 15-meter antenna. PL259 to BNC adapter to replace homebrew wire splitter. 3 hours. I'm Ono. Victor Kilo 6, Foxtrot Lima Alpha Bravo.
You are listening to News West, your weekly news from VK6 ARN. If you have any items for the news, the latest they can be submitted is noon Friday. If you have an item you would like read out by the news team, please give plenty of notice to allow someone to record the item before the Friday deadline. This is Darren, VK6EK, for Amateur Radio News, VK6 ARN.
The June edition of RASA's QTC magazine was published just over a week ago. And as I told you last week, there's lots on offer for readers of QTC. So don't miss out. In this edition, we describe an exciting new RASA project, and we're calling for people to become team members to take part in this project. So read the article, and if you think it fits you, give us a call. The email address is in the article. There's an informative article about SVX Link, which is a Linux app that works with Echolink and does so much more. And Paul asked the question, do we tend to hide our hobby behind closed doors? That's a good article. We've had some good feedback on it already. The VJ2L expedition to Lord Howe Island is on now, and I see that they've made some VK6 contacts. Don't miss out. We have the usual columns, dits and dars for those into CW and DX happenings for those people who look over the horizon. Philip gives us news from New Zealand, and this month he has a focus on outdoor activities such as POTA. A very good article. We talk about what's coming up in contesting and ways in which RASA supports amateur radio clubs and the resources available free from RASA, especially the very popular foundation level study guide. QTC is published electronically in a read-on-the-screen format, or you can download it as a PDF, and there are live links all through the magazine, so you can click and see what we're talking about. Now, did you know that your club can advertise its events free in QTC? We've made this facility available to all clubs. No affiliations or memberships required. You can hate our guts if you want, but we'll still run your ad for your hamfest or your square dance or whatever it is you're running as an amateur radio club. QTC and all resources offered by RASA are free and are available to anyone. Our philosophy is that we work for the benefit of all amateurs with no exclusivity clauses. And our website is vkradioamateurs.org. That's vkradioamateurs.org. Have a look.
As this edition of News West goes to production, the West Australian Repeater Group is gearing up for their much-awaited junk sale this Saturday, the 13th of June. For those of you who are looking forward to picking up a bargain or perhaps offloading a few shack treasures of your own, we hope the day was a great success. We hope you enjoyed the browse, enjoyed the banter, and maybe came home with something you definitely didn't need but absolutely had to have. By the time you hear this on Sunday, the event will have already wrapped up, so here's hoping the weather was kind, the tables were full, and plenty of gear found new homes. We'll be keeping an eye out for a report from WAG, and we're sure there'll be a full wrap-up in a future edition of News West. So if you were there on the day, we'd love to hear how it went.
Good morning, it's Roy, VK6X-Ray Victor. This week's helpline, the 14th of June, 2026, I have for you today an ICOM transceiver. It's a model IC718 HF transceiver. Comes with the original hand microphone, handbook in good condition, asking $550 only. Please contact Greg, VK6 Echo Delta, on his mobile 0417 900 874. That's Greg, VK6 Echo Delta, mobile number 0417 900 874. And that, my friends, is all I have for you for today. So if you would like to put anything for next week, please contact me. It's all open at the moment. VK6XRayVictor@bigpond.com is my email address. Just hit the send button and I'll have it almost instantly. I can deal with it next week for you, or even before. VK6X Ray Victor, thank you for your time. 7-3 for now, VK6XV clear. Cheers, good morning.
Well, we've come to the end of another News West broadcast. Thank you to the team at VK6ARN, our readers and contributors, and those that put the broadcast to air every week. And especially to you, our listeners. We welcome feedback via newswest@vk6.net. Please stand by now for the callbacks after the broadcast, or you can visit vk6.net and fill out the callback form. 73 from me, VK6DEV, and all the team at WA Amateur Radio News.